Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the LPGA Chevron Championship. It's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, hit the damn theme music, Figgy. Hardo Nick Caserio yesterday. Intense. Play a little game. Justifiable Hardo or unjustifiable Hardo when it comes to Caserio? Start with Nick Caserio talking about the offseason. This is Caserio talking about the offseason that has been up to this point 1 week before the NFL draft.
The offseason and some of the things that we've done, I mean, frankly, it's kind of laughable. I mean, it's so early. I mean, we haven't done anything. So what happened last year has no bearing on this year. So we're focused on right now. We're focused on the present. We're focused on improvement. And I think the players' focus is just on their attitude, their effort, and their commitment to being a good player. So outside of that, I mean, the rest of it is just a bunch of garbage. Hopefully we've improved the team. We're really not going to know if we have or not until training camp. I would say, and honestly, I think the division, when you look at what the other teams around us have done, done a great job. So, you know, hopefully we can keep pace with what's going on in division as well.
All right. I mean, I guess it's somewhat justifiable, but, man, are you proud of what you've done?
Exactly.
I mean, do you feel like the work that you put in, obviously sometimes it doesn't go according to plan, but, I mean, at least make me feel like bringing in Danielle Hunter, bringing in Danico Autry, who you call a football-playing Jesse, bringing in Stephon Diggs, making all these moves, Shaiir, at least convince me that you think you've made the squad better, my friend. But it is justifiable. That's probably the right mindset. It's really the mindset he's always had.
Nah, hell no, that's not justified. It's fine to have that internally and to, like, want to project that attitude to your players and your coaches and then want to feel like, hey, the outside noise doesn't matter. Don't eat the rat poison, as Nick Saban would say. But this is Hardo. This is not justifiable Hardo to me. He's like the basketball player that goes for 30 and talks about how bad he played. Or like the quarterback who throws for 400 yards in a game and you win the game and he's talking about the pick that he threw. Or a read that he didn't get. It's like, nah, man, get out of here, man. You went out and signed a badass at edge. You went out and traded for an accomplished running back when you didn't necessarily have that before. And then you capped it off with a Stephon Diggs trade. It might not work out. It might all bomb. It might all bust. That's entirely possible. But today, it looks good. It's a 30-point game. It's a 400-yard game. It's four.
Damn,
it's three.
You think this is a 40? You think they've gone for 40 this offseason?
I think they're going for 30.
Okay, 30.
I think they're going for 30, a 400-yard game, three touchdowns, whatever. It's a good game, dog. The offseason game that it is for what it is, this is good. You ain't got to be like that, dog.
I think it's Caserio, though.
I think it is.
This is the Caserio.
I think it is genuine.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, he's intense.
I don't think it's fake Hardo.
He's intense.
Look at this Hardo.
Yeah, I do think it's unjustifiable. Get out of here. Patches, go ahead and get yourself
I'll
some
just never flowers. Forget him after that Browns game. I realized, okay, this dude's gassed up, man.
Yeah.
He's gassed up.
Yeah.
Punched the hell out of my hand, man.
Yeah, he was. He's here for the games. He's here for the actual action, yeah. Apparently.
So I'll say justifiable. You say unjustifiable.
Nah, justifiable.
Here's Nick Caserio on competitiveness as we play justifiable or unjustifiable Hardo.
70% of the games last year were within one score in the fourth quarter, and then 42% of the games were decided by 6 points or less. Really what it shows is how competitive this league is. So the margins are very small. So we have to do whatever we think we can do to put ourselves in a position to at least have an opportunity. And even going back and looking at our team last year, I mean, what is it, 9 or 10 games were one score games, whatever it was. So the margins are very small. There's a lot of great players. There's a lot of great coaches in this league. So, you know, we're just trying to put ourselves in a position where we have an opportunity to compete. In the end, it's going to come down to how well we execute on Sundays. So, and ultimately, it's going to come down to the work and the effort that we put in. So,
see, here's my thing there, and I think this is, of all the discussions that we have, whether it's on the text line, whether it's on the streets, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Twitch, whether it's on the stream, whatever, I feel like the one conversation that is the most one-sided when it comes to talking about a football team is, well, you know, if we would have won this game or we would have won that game, then, you know, then who knows what happened. Like, you'll hear it, like, the Carolina Panthers, well, if they could have made that one stop. The Atlanta Falcons, man, if they could have just made that one stop in that instance, then we would be this. And then it doesn't get looked at the other way around, where if Indianapolis doesn't drop that pass, if the Cincinnati Bengals don't throw the interceptions in the red zone with Joe Burrow, if they actually tackle Noah Brown,
yeah.
If
anything goes wrong on that last drive against Tampa Bay,
yeah, Tampa Bay, a number of things could go wrong, which was magical.
Right.
A lot of times, this kind of just gets looked at a certain way, but I agree. Hell, if Dalton Schultz doesn't catch that pass against the Titans that Case Keenum threw blindfolded,
yeah,
like there's a lot of ways to kind of look at it, and I agree with what Nick says. And it does seem to be the case. It doesn't seem to be like a flukish thing. And that's the other thing. Like, you kind of roll your eyes because it works both ways. So I'm not trying to have my cake and eat it too, but it's always funny when a bad football team says, well, you know, and we saw this with the Texans in 2020. Well, you know, they were within one possession in 9 of their 12 losses. And it's
but
like,
they lost.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
And you see it all the way, but I think this is justifiable, Hardo, and I like looking at it that way because it does feel kind of like the most one-sided conversation that's had consistently over the course of a football season.
Well, never mind the fact that consistently losing or losing a lot of close games is the sign of a bad football team.
True.
Or the
you
sign
find
of,
ways.
Yeah, like we don't, like we kind of just bypass that part of it too. Like, oh, all of these close games or all of these close moments. Well, if that's consistently happening, that should be telling you something. But yeah, man, aside from that, like I actually like that he's highlighting how competitive, because the NFL, I feel like more than anybody or more than any league, is hyper competitive. So I'm 100% with him on this, but it's way too much Caserio Hardo energy for me. Way too much Caserio Hardo. But you know, I'll tell you this too. You know what this is the cousin of? You know what this is the cousin of? This Hardo energy?
Uh-oh.
It's early guy. The two-sided, hey, all of these close games, if we had done this or if we had done that, it's the same thing as this early guy. The drive was talking about it yesterday. It's early guy is never it's early if you're 14-6.
Right.
Instead of 6-14.
Yeah,
14.
It is the one-sided thing.
If you're 14-6, no, that's not early. We're a damn good baseball team.
Yeah.
6-14, it's too early. Got a hole of breaks and all of that kind of thing.
Those are the two one-sided combos in both sports.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
These are cousins for sure.
Yeah. And the other thing that I thought Caserio brought up that I really strongly agree with is the division. I mean, I think it's a three-team race like crazy. I mean, and it's – I'm dismissing Tennessee. Perhaps that's dangerous. You never know.
I'm dismissing them as a division contender. I'm just not dismissing them as an easy out.
Yeah, because I don't know about their coach. Like, if you tell me that Callahan is Shane Steichen 2.0, then all bets are off. But I don't know their coach well enough to, like, as comfortably dismiss them as I would have before. So, but I do think it's a three horse race, and I don't know you know, if they hadn't won that game against Indy, would I be thinking different? I don't know. I think sometimes we become prisoners of the moment, but the reality is, and you said it best, is the bad teams find ways to lose those games. The good teams, they find ways to win them. And the Texans last year, regardless of how close stuff was and all that, they were definitely a good team.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me ask you this, because I don't know if we discussed it, and I just thought of it as you were talking. This time last year, we can agree Jacksonville was the consensus favorite and best team in the AFC South.
Yeah.
Right? That was not debatable.
Everybody else had a rookie QB.
All right. Can we also agree now that the Texans have overtaken them after doing what they did? We can agree on that?
Yeah, I would say that if we're going around all the season previews, like the National and all that,
Texans,
I would
right?
say the Texans are probably going to be a popular pick.
Okay, wanted to establish that. Okay, so this is my question. Who's third? Did Indianapolis also, did they get jumped twice by two teams, or is Jacksonville still the second best team in this division?
I think people would probably say Jacksonville, but I do think that Indy, I heard Clint lay this out the other day. I thought it was a good point. I mean, they didn't have Jonathan Taylor half the year. He was kind of ticked off, and then we kind of got a real large taste of what it looked like when he was doing his thing on the field.
Yeah.
At the end of the year.
They've got a coach.
They got their core is back. Their secondary was I don't think we paid enough attention to it, but in that final game, their secondary was more depleted than the Texans' O-line.
Yeah.
So they had their issues. So, yeah, I don't know. Indianapolis and Jacksonville, I think it could go either way, but I would say people probably are leaning towards Jacksonville.
Probably so, but I just think it's fascinating that they went, in 1 year's time, went from consensus best team in a bad division to we're not exactly sure where they fall in the pecking order after the Texans, whether it's second or three. I think it's still debatable. They're probably second, but I think it's at least a conversation, whereas it wasn't a year ago. I mean, that's how quickly the thing can turn.
And the Titans right now, I mean, and the thing about Indianapolis, Tennessee, I mean, they could be – I mean, they're kind of in the range where you can have a magical draft, because you look at teams that have like really good drafts where you take really significant pieces in the first or second round. Like, you normally want to be drafted in the early to mid of the first, and if you're in the – and then get that second. Because we saw when Chris Ballard was like the toast of the league, they got – Quentin Nelson, and then they got Shaq Leonard.
Yeah,
like in a matter of two rounds. And you saw Detroit last year; they got Gibbs, and then they got Laporta. So Tennessee is kind of lurking, and as is Indianapolis, they're kind of lurking in that area where you have two of the top 40 picks or whatever, and just a really, really solid two-piece combo. Texans had it last year.
Yeah,
and hell, the crazy thing is they gave up their their second round pick. And I'm not even counting Will Anderson. I'm just talking about CJ and Tank Dell. Like, just that day one, day two immediate impact. When you do that, it can change a lot of things.
But see, everything that you just laid out right there is, for one, why I'm not willing to just write off Tennessee as an easy out. I don't think that they're as good as the Texans. And there's three teams that I do still think are better than them in the division. But I'm not willing to write them off for everything that you just laid out. And, I mean, honestly, man, like, to me, it says a lot, too, that the Texans, you know, they're going, not that the draft is a non-event, but they're ready to play already. Like, they've built their team, like, based off of the way things have gone already. They're already ready to play. And to me,
they could use some depth.
The draft is going to help them along the margins and give them some depth.
Yeah. And Nick Caserio spoke on Big Splash Moves, the ones that you previously mentioned, that were playing justifiable or unjustifiable hardo. We both say the last one was justifiable.
Yes.
Very much so. I think we might agree on this one, but I don't think it's going to be the same answer as the previous. Here's Nick Caserio. In fairness, he was asked, kind of put in a weird spot, but this was Nick Caserio being asked about making big splashes and bringing in big names.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't really know what that means. I think, you know, when you put the team together, you look at the opportunities that are presented in front of you. I mean, what, Devin Singletary, was that not like a big enough name last year, I guess?
No.
So, again,
no.
We're looking for good football players with the right mindset that come in here, espouse our philosophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but Nick, it's the same, like what he's talking about, that maybe is a clumsily way to ask the question, maybe, or wording, phrasing. I can identify because I have asked some clumsily phrased questions in my time. But he knows what he's getting at. You know what he's talking about. He's talking about in the difference between a Devin Singletary and a Joe Mixon. Or how about the answer that D'Amico Ryans gave when he got some pushback or at least some questions about Stephon Diggs? Like, you know, when DJ Bienemy asked, hey, what is it about Stephon Diggs' game, what you saw on film, to where the drop-off in production toward the end of the year is the reason why, you would still want to pursue this guy?
Yeah.
And D'Amico's answer was essentially that, doggone it, he's Stephon Diggs. You know, it, more or less. Like, hey, we watched the tape. We know who he is. All-pro, Pro Bowl player multi-times. Like, it's not hard. So, like, that's what we're talking about. Guys who you'll sign even despite the narrative or even despite the outside perception because that's a name. That's a brand right there.
So, unjustifiable hardo.
Yes, I think so. Hey, talking about the dude, are you going to sell any of their jerseys? I know Nick's not a part of that. But is your marketing team, your business team, are they going to sell Stephon Diggs jerseys?
Probably.
You think they're going to sell Danielle Hunter jerseys, especially being a local dude?
I ain't buying no Danielle Hunter.
You might not buy one, but they're going to be Danielle Hunter jerseys.
Figgy, you buying a Danielle Hunter?
Nah, I'm not. I'm not.
No. All right.
But I ain't mad at somebody if they do.
That's what I'm saying. Cool, he'll be a big enough player. You know, you go out to the West where he's from, and Katie, maybe you'll see more of him. But I'm just saying, like, these are big enough names. You won't look anybody sideways if they show up with one. It won't be as weird as, like, seeing somebody with a Blake Cashman or, no disrespect, but a Jonathan Grenard one. You know what I mean? Like, that would be a little bit more odd if they're not related to him.
Here's my question, and this is a very inside-the-press-box-ish type question. So next week from today, they're having the draft party, right?
All right.
Are they going to send players out? Because last year they sent out the second-year guys. Year before that, they did that. Are they going to send players out, or are they just going to kind of keep it?
For the draft party?
Yeah.
I could see them send, because remember last time you had, like, Garrett Wallow and –
Last year. Last year was Stingley and
I was thinking a couple years ago, Green and all them.
No,
that's King the Green, Christian Harris, Christian Harris.
That's
Damian
the year
Pierce.
They brought out Brevin Jordan and all of them.
Yeah, you talk. Yeah. That's the year before.
They brought in second guys.
Yeah.
I heard that Jack Easterby was got overruled on that, and that he wanted to, and I'm not kidding you, he wanted to send out Reeves Maben, Derek Rivers, and Rex Burkhead, and basically they were like, buddy, we're sending out the second-year guys. Are you kidding me?
Reeves Maben?
Yes.
And Burkhead?
Yes.
You want to talk about being
Derek Rivers.
You want to talk about being tone-deaf? Derek Rivers is another funny one, but
yeah,
Burkhead specifically, and it ain't personal with Burkhead, but – the disconnect, the not understanding how much of a how that strikes a chord with people. Yeah. Like that is bad enough that you not only brought him in, but that you emphasized him in the offense, and like that's not offensive enough, but you want to trot him out there.
They wanted him out there at the draft party, brother.
Bruh.
That's what he wanted.
Nah.
It's weird on the streets.
Come on, bro.
Ain't pulling that out of nowhere.
Man. Yeah. Better days ahead, dog.
It's weird on the streets.
Better
man.
Days ahead. That's right. I do think that they'll bring out players, though. Why wouldn't they? I mean, that worked out just fine.
I mean, I don't think CJ and Will should have to do that.
They don't. They might, but
I'm saying. I'm saying last year it was all the second years. I don't think CJ and Will should have to do that.
But do you not think they've got enough players? Like Titus could do it. Like Titus likes to be.
Man, go play video games.
That's what I'm saying. It was what's a better use of his time? What's a better use of his time out there mingling with the people on draft day or sitting up on Twitch or whatever it is that he does? So yeah, no, I think somebody like it doesn't have to be CJ and Will, but they got enough players.
I think
Petrie
needs to be out there.
There you go.
Petrie needs to be out there, man.
Petrie out there.
Get out there.
Yeah, Kenyon Green, another year.
Kenyon, you get out there.
You got to go out there again. Talk.
Yeah, it's a big enough. It's enough. All right, Petrie, you're out there. Kenyon Green, you're out there.
Damian Pierce would be great.
Nah, he didn't got to do it.
He would do so great out there.
Nah, he would, but I don't want to put him in that position. He's got to focus. Mechie, you can go hold it down.
Oh, man, I don't want to sideshow Mechie.
Nah, let him go out there.
Talk about getting the focus.
He'd be a great
that brother
great
need the focus.
Too. Yeah, they got plenty of dudes that could go out there, man. Come on now. What is Aziz Al-Shaair doing these days?
Weeks is always willing.
There you go.
Get out there, Weeks.
Didn't they bring Fairbairn back?
Yeah, but I don't want him getting hurt. They might squeeze his hand too tight.
That's a good point. Keep Fairbairn in bubble wrap until literally week one.
Coming up, lunchtime confessions. I'm not going to lie. I'm open to bringing in another quarterback for the Texans. Let me explain next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.